Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of the Medieval Podcast. I'm Danielle Cebulski, also known as the 5-Minute Medievalist. And in this episode, I'll be talking to Peter Konieczny, the co-founder and editor of Medievalist.net. So let's get started. Peter, welcome to our first episode of the podcast. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So starting a podcast at the beginning of 2019 is kind of a great time to start, because in 2018, you are celebrating 10 years of Medievalist.net.
Yeah, I can't believe that it's been 10 years. It's been like the funnest 10 years I've ever had. Me and Sandra Alvarez created the website. It was originally, a plan was get enough money so we could go to this medieval conference once a year, but it really turned into something special. We're so proud of what's gone on with it, and we've become this kind of center for all things medieval, and which has kind of led us now to, we want to have a podcast. And you're our podcaster.
That's right. Happy to be part of the journey. So when you started Medievalist.net, did you ever picture it was going to become as big as it did?
I had a hunch that we could do really well at it, because there was a niche that needed to be filled. I had been working on kind of other websites, kind of academic websites dealing with the Middle Ages. But it seemed to me there was no website for the to look at the entire medieval world, to be something for everybody. So I thought we needed that to exist, and the best way to try to do it was to create a little business and see where we could go by posting content and finding an audience. And we were really lucky in the age of kind of social media with Facebook and Twitter to get a lot of people finding us and saying, hey, we really like you. And it's really kind of developed from there. So
yeah, it's already expanded a little bit, because a couple of years ago you started the Medieval Magazine as well, right?
Yeah. That's now with Sandra Alvarez kind of runs that. And the goal there was kind of diversify what we were doing, create kind of an online magazine. We've both gone on to become also editors of our own magazines. She runs Ancient History Magazine, and I run Medieval Warfare Magazine. So we enjoy that kind of aspect of what we do too, and it served as another kind of way to get that message out, and also to bring in more writers and people to contribute, because you were our first columnist. So, and we really loved it, having you there. So, well, let's get more people. So that's another reason we kind of started it up.
Yeah, I was the first writer that you'd brought on that wasn't part of the original staff of two, you and Sandra Alvarez. But now there's all sorts of people writing and guest writing, which is kind of a great thing. And I've been on board for 5 years now. It's been a great relationship. It's been a great friendship for the three of us, I think, for sure. So it's been a really great thing for me as well. So when you're doing Medieval Warfare Magazine, you're also doing the Medieval Warfare Podcast as well, just so people know they can find you all sorts of places.
Yeah, that's I've been doing this kind of podcast kind of off and on for about a year and a half now. It got me knowing that really I'm not a very good podcaster. Which is like another reason said, if we're going to do another podcast, we're going to do the Medieval Podcast. Well, we have to have a really good voice, and a very good person that knows how to talk. So I knew that wasn't me. So that's another reason we brought you on to do this. So.
Thank you. I'm continually the guinea pig for Medievalist.net, which is okay. So I think people don't really realize how I ended up being part of Medievalist.net. And the truth is that Peter sent me a message on Twitter. He had seen my little blog and asked how if I could be involved and add my writing to Medievalist.net. So we actually met 5 years ago because of something that Peter had stumbled across the internet, and that's kind of how it got started for us.
Well, the stumbled out, I was like the secret fan of yours. I was reading your blog, the 5-Minute Medievalist blog, and I said, like, this is the stuff I really want on Medievalist.net. Kind of clear and interesting ways to talk about the Middle Ages, and I luckily enough, we live fairly close together, so we wound up meeting, and I kind of convinced you that, oh, let me take your writings off your hands, and ever since then, I've been trying to encourage you to do more and more and become that medieval historian, and this awesome medieval historian I know you could be. So, and so you've written dozens and dozens of pieces for us on the website, and now this podcast is kind of another extension of you being my employee.
See, this is a running joke. if you've ever seen Peter and I together, you'll have heard him say that I'm his employee, which is not true. I think.
Yeah, I don't pay you enough to be my employee.
Over the years, I think I've got something like over 150 articles at medievalist.net, and that's just a drop in the bucket of what is there. There's such great writing there, academic writing, and just writing for people who are just new to the Middle Ages, and that's what I really like about medievalist.net. There's something for everybody. So when we had talked, you and I, about creating a podcast, I think that was the goal for both of us, wasn't it? Something that would be relatable to people that weren't necessarily specialists in the Middle Ages.
Yeah, like I think we want to be able to bring kind of what's all the kind of scholarship and research and really interesting things we're discovering about the Middle Ages and tell it to a large, wider audience. That's kind of been the goal of medievalist.net, is to kind of bring the academic world and the, you know, wider world closer together, and podcasting seems to be the wave of the future for that. And so it's a challenge for us to kind of, or let's see how we can do this and create a podcast and deliver like really interesting guests and things like that, and be able to tell the story of the Middle Ages.
Yeah, so you were just asking me a couple minutes ago about what were my goals as a historian. And for me, what I'm always trying to accomplish in my writing or speaking career is trying to get people to understand the people of the past. For me, they are very real people, and I see them as they were at the time, at least the best construction my imagination can come up with. And what I want to do is bring the modern people to the point where they can see these people as real people and really feel what they experienced at the time, at least as much as we can. So I'd ask you the same question. What's your goal as a historian of the Middle Ages?
Right now it's to be able to be a conduit between the like the wider world and all the great historians that I know. I'm finding that I'm getting a chance to do less and less writing and more trying to handle all these different kinds of writers, and I'm much more proud of what they're doing than what I'm doing. So what you, and we've got a lot of writers with, even in Medieval Warfare magazine, but on medievalist.net, we've been expanding that kind of base, and so it's that. And I think right now for me as a historian, when I try and do work, is trying to kind of find the commonalities and interesting juxtapositions between the modern world and the medieval world.
Yeah, and some of the stuff that you've written for medievalist.net is some of the best stuff, I think, on medievalist.net, where you have stuff like medieval pet names, where people from the modern world can really relate to that, naming your pet, having a pet. And it's really these commonalities that speak to me, and I think they speak to you as well. What we're trying to do with this podcast, so the format that we're going to have from here on out is it's going to be me interviewing really interesting people talking about really interesting things. And it's really going to be an interview style, informal. And then at the end of every podcast, we're going to have you, Peter, telling us what's going to be coming up on the website. So can you tell us a bit about what kind of things you're going to share with us on the podcast?
Well, we're at a point on the website that we're getting content by writers each and every week. We have news items that are coming in. All of that kind of, you know, stuff really I want to tell people about and give them a little preview so they can come to the website and check it out and find these great reads. And also just keep an eye on you. That's the other reason I'm going to be on the podcast.
Of course, you had to throw that in there. So the goal for our podcast then is going to be to have some really friendly, fun content about the Middle Ages that is going to be stuff that you could be interested in if you've been studying the Middle Ages for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, or even just 30 minutes, half an episode of Game of Thrones, and you're interested more in the Middle Ages. So we're going to have lots of fun and interesting content for you every week, and we're really excited about it. Peter, is there anything else you wanted to share with us?
Hey, we've been talking about the guests that you've already lined up, and like, it's so exciting, and I'm really looking forward to this. I think it's going to be, if you're a listener, we hope you subscribe and like and share this podcast. Let them know that there's this place you can learn about the Middle Ages.
Absolutely. If you like our content, definitely like it on social media, share it with your friends, because we are a small operation here and we can always use your support. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks, Peter, for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And thanks, everyone, for listening to episode 0. Tune in the next couple of days for episode 1. You can subscribe to the Medieval Podcast on iTunes or wherever you like listening. And you can follow medievalist.net on Facebook or Twitter at medievalists. You can follow me, Danielle Cebulski, on social media at 5MIN Medievalist or 5 Minute Medievalist. And you can find my books, The 5 Minute Medievalist and The 5 Minute Medievalist's Guide to Surviving the Zombie Apocalypse on Amazon. Our music today is Beyond the Warriors by Guy Frog. Thanks everyone for listening, and have a great day.